Music is a cornerstone of Jewish culture, especially during holidays and festivals. Musician Lil Rev grew up in a musical family in Milwaukee, steeped in his family's Yiddish folk music tradition. He travels the country sharing his love of music, history, and his heritage.
Well, I started playing guitar at about the age of 12. Paid for a couple of lessons, and then from there went about learning from anyone I could and listening to records and trying to figure out songs like so many of us often do. My grandfather played mouth organ, and my mom sang a lot of Broadway songs, and my grandparents did a lot of old Yiddish folk music, so I did grow up around a lot of music. My dad was a huge music fan, always was bringing home records. I remember dancing around the house, everything from the Kingston Trio to Harry Belafonte to Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, and all kind of music that my dad was listening to at the time I was subjected to. But I knew that I wasn't destined to be Ozzy Osbourne. And I had grown up with all this great folk music, like the Yiddish stuff. But, you know, when you grow up, that's just something that grandpa does. And it's not necessarily hip or cool. But as you get a little bit older, you see, I don't have to go really looking too far for a sense of authenticity because I grew up around it. You know, my grandparents, that was about as authentic as it got. Singing songs of the old country, you know, Tumba Laika and Oifen Pripichik and some of the classic Yiddish stuff. And, you know, if you've seen Fiddler on the Roof, you know that our people are people of tradition. And I became really interested in the history of the music as much as performing it. I think to this day I enjoy the stories and the history of the music almost as much as I do interpreting a lot of it and writing my own songs as well. As I became a musician, my heroes oftentimes were my next door neighbors. There's a guy in Milwaukee named Paul Melrude who I regularly still get together with. He's in his early 90s, and his door is always open for me to come and work on old Yiddish songs with him and pronunciations and things like that. So it's that human connection that I'm drawn to more so than anything. And when I can sing a song that I actually learned from someone like that, it means a whole lot more than any tune I will have ever learned off of an old long-playing record, you know, because it's the real deal. I guess if you don't know where you came from, you know, you'll never get where you're going or something along those lines, right? I feel like one foot should always be rooted in that tradition. My grandfather, he had all these little wise sayings, and of course, most of them had Yiddish, connotations about work and work ethic and stuff like that. He'd say things like, "We've all been riding on the coattails of those who've gone down before." So I guess it's always been important to me to acknowledge the road that was blazed by those who came before and the gratitude that we should all have for those who opened doors for us.
That story on Wisconsin musician Lil Rev was produced by Erica Janik, the former host of Wisconsin Life. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.